Welcome to Perception Vibes, where the vibe is to only be perceived by the music. There's already enough shade within the shade room, so we will not be discussing news, politics, gossip, anything of that nature which is to be debated, if it is outside of the music or creation of music. My name is Breeze, and this is my co-host, Shade B.
And today we're talking about the art of culture.
Yes, yes, yes. Before we get into it, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to Perception Vibes. And if you are tuning in to Perception Vibes, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the channel
below.
So we got jokes on the season finale.
Yeah, we got jokes on the season finale. We had that 20.
Can you believe that, like, this is the season finale? Why did the season go by so fast?
I don't know. Shit, the whole month of July went by fast. Like, we already in this, we're about to be in the second week of August.
Yeah, it was just like, shoo.
Pew.
But yes, welcome back. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling wonderful. How are you?
I'm feeling pretty smooth, pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So the art of culture.
Man, you know what? You know, when we first initially started to have the discussions about what we wanted to do for this season, I didn't think we were going to have so much going on in music. And I feel like in these last couple of weeks, it's been a lot going on with music. Like, a lot of stuff has been coming to light and people been messing up. Mm-hmm. That ain't the word I want to say, but I'm going to say messing up.
Yeah.
And we got new music coming out. Old music that's about to be new to a lot of people that didn't have access to it. Like, it's a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the perfect time to talk about, you know, the culture as a whole, you know, in music. You know, I know we base our conversations around the R&B culture, which R&B has a lot to do with culture, mm-hmm. As much as people don't want to acknowledge that.
Right.
But, yeah, let's get into it.
You know what? I first want to start off with this whole Diddy thing. I think a couple of days ago, he came out talking about he wants to do an R&B label. I'm not really feeling it.
Why not?
I don't think... Okay. As music goes... His ear, because I've said this in this season and I've said it before, I believe that his ear has had some very iconic moments. But there's also the other side of him that I didn't really care for. And I picked up on it even as a child that I didn't like the way that certain artists were dealt with. And I understand that the music business is a business. But at what point do we acknowledge that us as a people played a responsibility into playing into that game of playing into the game of manipulating people to get themselves greater than the creatives who were actually really dedicated to creating quality music?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if we're going to be in this cancel culture now, then I think that he needs to acknowledge and take responsibility for the things that he played into for these artists, because I feel that a lot of his artists were good, but they could have been greater than what they were.
You're talking about like when he did those Making the Band.
The Making the Band, both, all three. Because if you think about it, the original Making the Band was supposed to be a mixture of groups. Then you had the other Making the Band that ended up being Day 26. And then you had the third one that ended up being Denity Kane. And it was like, I felt like those three shows were for TV. It wasn't really about bringing together a group to take over R&B, rap, whatever that they were supposed to do. Like, you had a whole section of the show when you had when you had Day 26 and they were battling. You had R&B battles. Like, dude, that was ridiculous. You know what? I didn't even watch much of the Danity Kane or the Day 26 ones, but I did think that Day 26 could have been better than what they were.
Mm-hmm.
The Making a Band, I knew that wasn't going to last.
Now, do you think it wasn't as successful because they were groups? And, you know, today, I don't think in today's music, groups are going to last.
Well, okay, so I guess what the most obvious group for R&B right now was Chloe and Halle, right? And I believe, didn't we have a discussion that we thought that they should go their separate ways and do solo projects?
Yeah.
But I just had a discussion earlier this week and I said, this is what I wanted from them. But I feel like because of the fact that they fall under the Beyonce umbrella, that they should take a note from her and do the solo projects, because Halle has The Little Mermaid. It seems like she's stepping into the acting realm, and then Chloe is the one that wants to pursue the solo career in music. Fine. I like that for both of them, because, you know, I feel that Halle has a different tone in her voice. Not to say that she can't sing, but I feel like Chloe is a little more strong with being able to be present in the solo world.
Yeah.
For her vocal range and what she's able to do. And I did like the cover she just did. The cover Chloe just did for, damn, what is that song?
I don't know, because she's been doing a lot of covers.
No,
is it the Jasmine Sullivan one?
Yeah.
Pick Up Your Feeling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like that cover that she did. But then it was like, okay, you went back to your roots, because that's how we initially found out about y'all in the first place, because y'all was doing all those covers. So that's cool. I like that. But make sure y'all still come back.
Yeah.
They still have to, I feel like you still should come back, because you got to look at it. B started off as a group. Then they had two albums as the group. And then B went solo. And then they came back and did Destiny Fulfilled. And then she went completely solo, which I've always felt like we still needed one more. I understand that the album was Destiny Fulfilled, so that was pretty much a sign that this is it. But I still felt like they could have gave one more.
But if you want to be quite honest, it's always been B with some background singers. Like, keep it 100.
No,
keep it 100.
No, 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 no. I'm not going to sit here and act like we're not going to give Kelly Rowland her flowers too.
No, we are going to give Michelle Williams her flowers. No. Let's be honest. Out of the Destiny's Child songs, forget the vocals. Her parts, whether it was just her little bridge she had, it was the best part of the song. It was. The song.
Give me an example.
Lyrically.
I don't know if I can agree.
She had the best parts every time.
I don't know if I can agree with that one.
That's because you hating on the way she sung it.
I like Michelle. She did have some moments.
Michelle, I was always here for you, okay? Like,
I wasn't for the Michelle slander, no.
No.
It was funny, but I wasn't for it, because I felt like that always made her feel like she was on the outside when, you know, yes, she will never have the relationship that they had because they grew up together, but damn it, that she in a group. Okay.
Shout out to Michelle three times. Okay. Shout out to Michelle three times. Cause you know, back in the day when I was little, we used to play, you know, the, who would be the Destiny's Child group, right? Everybody was thirsty to be Beyonce, bet. Even some people, you know, when Beyonce was taken, they was ready to be Kelly. I was always ready to be Michelle because y'all not about to play her.
Well, who you do that with? Because you sure ain't do that with me. You was talking about our cousins when y'all used to do y'all little group things.
No, I'm talking about Bear Creek Friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Ah, that's funny.
I was ready to be Michelle, so shout out to Michelle three times.
I don't think in today's culture that groups... I think they could, but it's going to be hard. I think with today's climate, in order for a group to be successful, everybody needs to have a kumbaya moment. Y'all got to come together and say, okay, look, I respect you. I understand you are the strongest of the vocalists or the strongest of the rappers or whatever. So are your plans ever to go solo? And if so... do you plan on coming back to the group after you have your solo moments? Because in rap, what group is still technically, what, Outkast? If they really wanted to come back together, they could come back together.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think any other rap group would be able to come back together without the egos. You have to, in order for a group to work, everybody has to remove egos.
But another reason why I don't think that groups would be as successful, I'm not gonna say that they'll fail completely, but the reason why I think they won't be as successful is because in today's society,
it's always, well,
we're always trying to put people against each other.
Yeah.
We're always trying to put people up against each other. And it's just like, you know, well, I think she sing better than her. I think she, like, you can even take the City Girls, you know, that's just an example that popped up in my head. Everybody be like, well, JT better than, you know, I don't even know their names because I don't listen to them. I know JT because that's the one that they really be talking about. Even like with Migos. Everybody go for Quavo and Offset, but
Takeoff is the hardest one.
Don't sleep on Takeoff. To be honest,
I feel that Quavo has the melodic flow that everybody can pick out first. I think Offset is a happy medium, and Takeoff lyrically is the better one. Like, you really have to sit back sometimes and really look at the lyrics and see what the hell Takeoff is saying, and it'd be like, damn, he really is saying something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But a lot of them, that's why I said you got to come together. You got to have a kumbaya. You got to, in order for a group to work. And I feel like as of right now, the Migos are showing that, first of all, they family. So that, I feel like even with us, we're family. Your ass ain't going nowhere. They're not going anywhere. So if we do have a conflict anywhere, we're going to have to get over it eventually. Because if we don't get over it, you got mommy, you got cousins, you got all of them going to say, what the hell y'all doing?
Yeah.
So I think that helps when there's maybe a closer tie. And then I feel like with Chloe and Halle, they're sisters. So it is going to work out for them. But when you bring together individuals that didn't necessarily grow up together, it's kind of hard because it's like, I don't know you, you don't know me. So we getting to learn each other, and it might be some shit you do that I don't really jig with, and it might be some shit that that person over there might do that I might not feel. So that's where egos come in. Well, you ain't about to tell me what to do. I started this group, and you don't need all of that.
Because I was genuinely excited for June's Diary.
Me too.
I was genuinely excited. Like, I loved that show. I loved the process that Kelly went through.
Yes.
With, like, picking them out and putting them together. Yes. And, like, the different scenarios of, like, how she put them together, like,
Kelly has showed us what artist development really truly was.
Yeah.
Diddy showed us gimmicks and bullshit for TV. Mm. But Kelly showed us how the process really should go. Like, even with the whole Versus thing with the Locks and Dipset, They was, know your words, learn your raps. Learn your raps. Why don't you know your raps? Why you keep rapping over the song? You need to know how to do this. I seen Andre 3000 and Big Boy say about how they used to run and say their raps. Like, that part of artistry should come back, because your stage performance is everything.
Yeah.
That's a make or break for me. That's why I don't choose to go to a lot of concerts or shows, because if your live show does not match what it is that I enjoy, then I'm not going to invest my money with you, because if that's the case, then I could just go listen to the songs at home anyway.
Yeah, and perform it myself.
Exactly. I don't want to see you rapping over your beats with the lyrics going. Like, if you got it set up to where, like, the chorus comes in, that's cool. But your verses, this goes especially for R&B singers, too. There's absolutely no reason why I should ever hear a reference track in the background at a live show. You should be able to perform. That's what is rehearsals for. That's what your band is for. You have a band director when you go on tour. So make sure you got your shit together.
Yeah.
Make sure that you can get, and make sure that you're able to translate your song into whatever version you want to put it into for your live performance, because your live performance is everything.
Yeah.
Especially when what's going on right now, because we don't know what the hell going on.
Yeah.
So you got Ariana Grande out here doing this live thing where she dropping one song a week. I don't know if she's done doing that, but that was cool. That was something different. You got more people doing Tiny Desk. You got all of these type of things. But when I watch you, even when I watch you on TV, if it's supposed to be a live performance, I want to see a live performance.
Yeah.
It got to be. Otherwise, I'm just gone. Nope. That ain't it.
Yeah.
Award shows should be a live performance. I don't want no pre-recorded live performance from you doing rehearsals and you got to nitpick what you wanted to keep, which takes you did. No.
Yeah.
I don't want any of that. You're not really giving me what I want, then I'm just going to be like, all right, this is the type of artist you are. So I'm only going to pay attention to what music you drop. I'm not going to waste my time watching a live performance when you're not really giving me a live performance. You can't say you're a vocal goddess and then when you get on every show, you're still doing lip syncing. I'm over that.
So as a culture, it's safe to say that, you know, collectively, we've accepted
a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, we've accepted a lot of bullshit because I don't know. I can't even pin when this started. Like, I would be excited. Like, the countdown used to be ready for the BET Awards, the Hip Hop Awards, even the VMAs. Like, sometimes, you know, you want to skip past the rock part, but it's just like, but it's just like you were still excited because it was right. Just like your favorite artist is getting ready to headline a performance, right? Mm-hmm. So now it's just like, now y'all egos done got to you, mm-hmm. and you don't even show up. And if you do show up, you give this half-assed performance. And mm-hmm. it's just like, come on. Mm-hmm. I think as fans, do you think it's because we're not necessarily buying the albums anymore? Because then you had albums, you had, you know, merch, you had all these different fan tokens that was offered and people were buying them because that's the only way we were able to, like, be a part of, you know, be a fan to the artist. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, has the album sales, the decline in album sales affected the way that we get, you know, our love shown back to us as a fan?
I think they don't care anymore.
I don't think that's fair because at the end of the day, my streams still count towards you.
Right. I think as a culture, the whole streaming thing has completely turned the quality or the caring of music to a different way. Like, I feel that a lot of people don't understand that there's so much that you can do now that you weren't able to do before. And it's like the focus is on the fact that now they're able to attain so much money now, mm-hmm, that they don't care. They don't care. Like, you sent me the video earlier this week from the music entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
And they're talking about the responsibility that the beat maker should make, as well as the artist, about following these trends and doing these type beats. Now, this is something that I've been talking about since day one of Perception Vibes. Like, we don't have to do that. But if 80% of the R&B and hip hop culture is around the fact that we are chasing a bag, then the quality in being individuals within the music industry changes. Mm-hmm. So now people don't care anymore.
Right.
It's give me the auto-tune. I want to sound like Travis Scott. I want to sound like Young Thug. I want to sound like whatever R&B singer that uses auto-tune, and that's it. That's what I want. I don't want to try anything new. I don't want to figure out what microphone works right for my voice. Like, artists really don't understand that they should really be building these relationships with producers and engineers, because at the end of the day, if you listen to a Jay-Z album, who do he yell out? Guru. That means that Guru touches. It does not matter who produced, who engineered. Guru gets the final say so on if the mix is right or not.
Drake got 40.
Drake got 40. I think Meek Mill has his, but I don't know his name. I don't know his name off. You know, right now, I don't know what his name is.
So, it's some things in hip hop that's going well.
There's a lot of things in hip hop that's going well. There's a lot of things that's going well in R&B, but there's a lot of shit that, you know, we live in a world where people focus more on the negative shit than the positive shit. And yeah. I feel like it's so much negativity right now, yeah, that we need to figure out what is the positive, like how we balance it out.
Yeah.
And that's my goal. My goal is to focus on the solutions of making it balance out.
Well, here's my solution to artists. Get out your feelings, for one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe personally that digital audio has allowed artists to become spoiled. And they feel like just because I put my album out, y'all need to go stream it. It's almost like you forcing me to love something that I don't even know why I should. Why should I?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why should I go listen to your new album? Why should I go watch your new video? Why should I even follow you? Right. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have to paint out your whole life story. I don't need to know what you're doing as soon as you wake up in the morning. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. You can have your personal life, but at the end of the day, I still want to know about you. Like, I don't feel that artists are giving enough to, like, create a connection to their fans. And that's just for me. And it could be being done, but I don't think that it's enough to say that it's working well. Like, I still don't feel like I know some of these artists. I don't feel like I have anything that I can relate to myself to artists right now. I believe that it's because y'all spoiled.
Mm.
And, you know, that's what I'm saying. Get out your feelings. Like, if they don't stream your album and then you just throw a fit on Instagram or wherever, you know, like all of that. And it's tacky.
Well, okay. So I never listened to one Tyler, the Creator song ever. But for some strange reason, when his interview popped up, when he was on Hot 97, I'm like, let me give him a chance. Let me give him a chance. So I watched it, and it made me think, like, okay, he's very intelligent. He's just weird as hell, which is fine. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with being weird.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the weird ones are the ones that create the best music.
Yeah.
But it was weird to me.
Yeah.
He looked weird to me.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, okay, I'm going to go and listen to his shit and see if there are certain songs. I know I'm not going to like probably 80% of the songs, but there may be some few ones that I might be like, okay, that's different. I might like that. So I'm willing to give him a chance just based off of that interview. So it's like, that has also died as well in the culture. Everybody don't need to go see Charlamagne, Envy, and Angela Yee. There's podcasts are really going to just keep evolving more and more. And I like that. I like that for the culture. I like the fact that we have drink champs with Noriega, because he's another one. I never really liked any of his music. Do I know some of the songs based off of being able to have MTV, BET, and all of those things? Yeah. But for my personal listening, no, I never listened to none of that, none of his stuff. Like, I never went and bought a Noriega album. But for him to have evolved in his career to be able to have a platform like Drink Champs, I appreciate that, because he's getting some of the rappers and some of the R&B singers that I grew up listening to, and getting like the real true stories that we've all heard rumors about and seen on the blogs and things like that, but getting the real truth out of them. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like Joe Budden's podcast. I like all of those type. I like seeing Fat Joe and all of them, all of those different ones. I think Snoop got one. Like, I'm willing to watch any of those, because I feel like the podcast allows them to be able to be their true selves. Because when you go to these different radio shows and go on their platforms, they have certain rules and certain things where you have to dumb your shit down in order for them to understand you or to appease whatever audience that they're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
I like Big Boy. I like, you know, stuff like that, where you're going to get some of them, a little more than what you would normally get from just a generic, oh, we going to sit on the Ellen show and she's going to ask me all these cheesy, dumbass questions. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
So I like the podcast. I like where podcast is going. It's one of the reasons why we wanted to do this, because I can say whatever I want to say, and it's either you're going to agree or don't agree, and it is what it is.
Facts. Facts. So bring back interviews. Like,
you need to bring them back.
Bring back interviews. And if you're doing them, where they at?
Do you know how big that episode would be if you could get Beyonce, Drake, or Jay-Z to do an interview, a real genuine interview? You know what? I think Drake did one, but can I be honest?
This is your platform.
I think that Drake is one of, I'm going to say top 20, because I'm not going into this top 5 shit, but I think he's one of the top 20 artists of all time. I'm not counting billboards, because I really, truly do not care about billboards anymore, because it's cheating at this point now. But I think he's one of the top 20 artists of all time. But I feel like as an individual, when he speaks, he's corny to me.
Yeah, but you know that. Yeah, his inner Aubrey comes out.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, yeah. You remind me of the corny dude.
he got a lot of sauce in the songs though.
He got a lot
make up for it in the songs though.
Yeah, but it's like, could I really have a conversation without you and not give you the nigga, shut up.
I think you can have a conversation, but like when it comes to, I don't know. I've never I personally never watched a Drake interview because sometimes
I just seen the clips on social media. I refuse to watch the interview.
I've probably watched so many Wayne interviews that I probably memorized what he's going to say. I love, like, Lil Wayne probably gives the best interviews just because he don't care.
I like Lil Wayne's interviews.
He do not care. He is funny. Like, that's what I'm saying. I wanna get to know the artist. You know what I'm saying? Documentaries.
Yeah.
Even if they mini docs, like, give me something. Like, you got YouTube now.
Behind
put out
the
a
scenes.
Little 20-minute, 14-minute. I don't know. Like, even when Nicki Minaj did the thing when she was making the Pink Print album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could watch that over and over and over again. Like, mm-hmm. I love those type of things where I can just, like, get to know the person behind the music. Sometimes I want to know who you are behind the microphone, so right. that when I hear you on the microphone, it relates.
It resonates.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's missing. That's what I'm saying. Everybody got egos.
Yeah.
Everybody has egos now, and it's like you've reached a point in your career and you feel like you don't have to touch the fans anymore.
That's not cool. That's not cool.
Because let's be honest about Nicki too.
Oh, listen. No. You see, that was probably my last that was my last moment of Nicki. Like, I don't have too many words to say about Nicki Minaj right now.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of it now is forced. That's just me.
Well, we ain't even got to tap into that.
Okay, babe.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like the art of culture. Let's go ahead and bring back building a relationship, a bond with your fans. And like, Ari Lennox get on live and she be drunk as all get out. But it's funny, but it's cool. And she be cool. Like,
but you getting to know how she...
You getting to know her. She mm-hmm. replied back. She replied to the comments. You know what I'm saying? It's just like those little things matter for me as a fan.
Yeah, because, okay, we have TikTok, Snapchat, all of these goddamn, you know, different platforms. And y'all celebrity, like even Kehlani. Kehlani be on TikTok, be going in, and it be the funniest shit ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'm not really that much of I'm a fan of your music, but it's not like I'm a diehard where it's like everything you put out, I'm going to listen to.
Yeah.
But you funny as hell on TikTok. Keep doing what you're doing. Like those type of things. It's called balance.
Yeah.
Like, let's find some balance, because I don't want to get on your live. That's why I don't watch a lot of celebrity lives, because it's just, I don't want to see you driving in a car. Show me something.
Flex on your Instagram page. But when it comes to, like, if you live, like,
if take you are
that
creative,
moment. Take that moment.
If you are a creative, then show me you creating some shit.
Yeah.
Some shit that you feel like is not necessarily a private thing. Like, oh, they can... Because 9 times out of 10, if it's something that you started a live and said, all right, like Eric, he did a whole writing session on live and he said, what y'all think this line should be? All right, I'm about to go put that down. Like, that type of shit is going to have me intrigued and I'm going to be like, oh, I want to watch.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, part of it is y'all marketing wrong. You want to make up for album sales. That's what these subscriptions is for. Patreons is for. Mm-hmm. Like, different things like that. Apps like Fanbase, you know, where he, like Isaac Hayes, created Fanbase to where it's for content creators to get paid from, you know, their content that they're creating. Mm-hmm. It's Instagram, but you're getting paid.
Mm.
So it's just like, and it has a subscription. It has a subscription feature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, you know, you want to make up for some album sales, make content that your fans can subscribe to, mm-hmm. such as that. Create a little, like, say, for instance, every Friday, I'm bringing in 20 fans, just to name it, 20 fans, and we just gone have a writing session. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like something to where it feels like I'm a part of, you know, what it is that you're doing. Like, oh my, you know what I'm saying? Let me have that fan moment. Oh my God, I was on Instagram mm-hmm. with, you know, I was on this with, you know, such mm-hmm. and such. And, you know, I can't believe that, you know, they shouted out my Instagram name. Or, you know, it's just something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Let your fans feel appreciated. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And I believe that fans would pay for that. Like, you right. know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not in, it shouldn't even be about chasing money, but at the end of the day, you still got to provide for your own. You know what I'm saying? But give me a reason.
How do you feel about the artists that get on Instagram and they say, hey man, tag the hottest artist or the hottest producer that you think out right now. I'm ready to get to work. I ain't seen not one person link up with anybody and say, yeah, this is who they was tagging in the post. We about to be in the studio right now. Like, what the hell is that? What is the point?
But see, even that, like, even when it comes to those type of posts, like, it was even this one time when, I can't think of the name of the artist right now, but she put on her Twitter, like, I'm looking for a black female manager, tag any female manager, you know. So it is a female manager that I follow, and she's like, she keep it 100.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her name is Patrice. I'm a drop the, I'm going to drop her IG handle because I don't want to mispronounce her last name.
Okay.
But her name is Patrice, and it's just like, I dropped her name in the comments because, you know, she know what she doing. Like, she's been in the industry for a minute. You know what I'm saying? If you go on her Instagram page, like, the stuff that she be talking about, like, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I tagged her in the comments, but everybody was going for all the, you know, the well-knowns. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
what
it's
I'm
just
saying.
Like,
it's like, what's
chase
the point?
The clout. Why ask for independent if you chasing the clout?
That's what I'm saying. What is the point of it? And then for you not to even follow up and say, well, okay, y'all, I know I've been doing this for a couple of weeks, or I know I said I need beats, and here's my email. Did you use any of those beats? Were yeah. you able to link up with any producer that has some fire beats for you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't do that and then not show an end result, because then for me, that just means that you just trying to get your numbers up on fucking Instagram and having a whole bunch of DMs just for you to say, oh, I got a whole bunch of DMs. Stop DMing me. That's corny.
Yeah. But on the flip side, you know, if you are doing that, cool. I hope that artists are linking together through the comments. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even if you don't link with that particular artist, I hope that artists are scrolling in the comments and linking with other people as
no,
well.
No, even that, I've tried that as well. Like, yeah. I've seen somebody put up, network in the comment section, tag your top three producers, or tag yourself if you're a producer or engineer. I've done that several times, and it's like, all right, I'm hey da 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 whatever or whatever, and it's like, what was the point?
Yeah,
you could tell me good, bad, or indifferent. I don't care, but at least if you see it, say something, because I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say any for you to do anything that I haven't done myself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, oh, reach out, network, and do all of these things. It's like, no, nah, everybody is looking for that popular, that clout chasing, all of that. And it's like, we're not going to get anywhere if all you doing is chasing clout.
Let's talk about, you know what, and now that we said that, let's talk about culturally, where are we at on the fashion tip? Like, who are we dressing like? Who are we, you know, what's the style right now?
Are we talking about overall as a culture? Because overall as a culture, for me, I'm looking for everything us.
Yeah.
I'm looking, I've really been, like, manifesting everything us.
Yeah.
I got so many artists that when I get my dream home, the way that I want to set up, I'm about to have so many paintings, so much different types of crystals and everything. I'm looking
black on black.
Everything. Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything. So I've been on the hunt for us.
Yeah.
I've been looking for our designers. Like, KJ has been looking for that Telfair bag, them last two drops, and she ain't been able to get them. Like, those type of things. Like, I'm not really chasing none of
the Gucci Fendi product.
I don't want it.
And if you want to be honest, it's corny.
It is.
It looks so, and then I'll be looking, I'll be like,
who the hell told y'all really had to be Gucci from head to toe? That shit looks tacky as hell to me. I personally, fashion wise, I don't know if this may be because I'm older, but if I'm going to buy a Gucci Balenciaga or anything shirt, I'm not wearing the obvious pants. And I'm not wearing the shoes. I may get the shoes and have just a regular shirt and some jeans on. Because I feel like a lot of our culture is just buying the shit just to say y'all got the shit. I don't know how many times I've seen people with the same Gucci belt on. It's like, you gonna wear that Gucci belt with everything, huh?
You made me think of you gonna
wear them, yes. You gonna wear them Gucci slides with everything, huh? You gonna wear them Ugg slides with everything, huh?
But I'm with that, you know, supporting everything us, because it's just like, why not? Like, why not? Why not? Why not give, you know, your $25 to somebody who's just starting up versus giving your $2,500 for one t-shirt to somebody who doesn't need your $2,500 because somebody else following up right behind you? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, come on. We have to do better. We have to do better at this.
At the end of the day, I don't care what nobody says. We run the culture. So if we all come together and we all put our resources together, we will take over the culture on the money side.
Yeah.
So I want to see everything us.
And you know what? Another thing. You know what? The main thing is, I need for us to put our ego aside. I need for us to put our ego aside, because pride and ego as a culture is in the way. We won't support because nobody support us. You know, we won't shout that person out because we mad because they doing better than us. It's just like, we got to stop. We have to stop. You know what I'm saying? Just because someone is where you see yourself going, you don't know what it took for them to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't base your progress in your process off of somebody else, just off of what they post on social media, because 10 times out of 10 people are not posting their flaws, their failures, their, you know what I'm saying, their struggles. They giving y'all these, don't fall for these coaching games, okay?
We're all coaching games.
These, you know, it's all these mentors and coaches out here now that's teaching you how to make this and this. And if I'm gonna tell you who, I'm gonna tell you a couple people that I follow that I believe that, If you want to follow the mentor coaching thing from social media, Corey, I am not good at pronouncing last names, guys.
She's going to put them down below. Yeah, she's going to put them in the comment section.
Corey and Justin, these are the co-founders of the people who make Support Black Colleges.
Okay.
Like, they're on Instagram for hours, just giving out, you know, game of like how to reach out to influencer marketers. They're
you're talking about that, because I'm sick of that too. It's like at this point, because of the fact that we are able to have so much information for us, it's time for us. We ain't worried about everybody else. We talking about us.
Yeah.
It's time for us to stop gatekeeping.
Yeah.
Because we can all win.
Yeah.
Everybody can win. Once I figure out what my process is, I will happily share the process with you, but I'm still in the midst of it. So I can't say, well, I can give you certain things.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, if I was to meet an artist, I'd be like, oh, do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have that? Do you know what a PRO is? Mm-hmm. Do you know what the copyright is? Mm-hmm. Do you know the difference between mechanic and you know, all of those things?
Yeah.
That type of information I can give to you.
Yeah.
But for things, and then there may be some things that you can give to me as well. Like, why? And I feel like that from beginning, what we talked about earlier with Diddy, like now it's like, do I really want to trust you? You talking about don't worry about the past no more. Is I'm moving forward with love, bull, all of that. Okay, can I genuinely trust you?
Show me.
Exactly.
And it's not, and I'm not saying that, you know, people who have successfully made a name for themselves has to necessarily show their process in order for me to believe you. You don't have to prove to me anything, mm-hmm. but I want to still feel like if what I'm getting ready to invest my money and my time in, you're still going to take that time that you're telling me you're going to take once you get my dollar.
Or how about I'm going to give you the first 10 steps and now you got to click the link in the bio and then you want to charge me $200 to finish off the rest of the course. Like, mother's cookies, I don't got the money right now to give you. How we getting better? And it's like, if it's something, and then if I do decide to invest in whatever it is that you're offering, if it's the same shit that you've already talked for 5 minutes about, now I'm pissed because now I done gave you my money.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. The people that I've been following, the fact that if they're on there, like, I'm talking not just 1-2 hours, like they're on there for like 3-4 hours at like midnight to 2 a.m. And if they're giving out this type of content for free, you can only imagine what they're going to do when they do charge, because you should charge. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that you shouldn't charge for your services. It's just that don't give me the tidbits of each step and then when I buy your services, now it's just only 2 or 3 more additional things that you could have just said before.
Yes, no, that's what I'm saying. Some people are out here and they really just like, y'all gouging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. Mm-hmm. It really is. Because,
or they just copying what they learned from somebody else. Maybe they bought somebody else's program and now you just completely ripped it off and calling it as your own, and you still don't even necessarily understand completely what it is that you're giving out to the people. Though, and then that just makes me feel like you're a scammer.
Yeah.
And it's like, at this point, us as a culture, we need to stop scamming each other and figure out how to collectively we can all win, because we can. We definitely can. I'm not, if I have any producer tips, I'm not going to hold them back. I done had somebody that I was, when I was interning in the studio, call me every other day. Shake, how you do this? Shake, how you do this? I got you. All right, did you try this?
Yeah.
No, I didn't try that. Well, try this and then hit me back and we going to go from there. All right, yeah. Shake. What do I need to hold on to this for?
Yeah.
Because I have to be able to trust in myself and what I'm capable of doing, and knowing that I know that you can't do what I do, but I can show you what I do, but that doesn't mean you can do me.
Right.
So why can't we all help each other?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Yeah. I'm just leave it there, because it's just like, we just really have to do better, man. We really have to do better. And that's part of why, that's the main reason why we made Perception Vibes. It's just like, we can all sit and talk. We got to change our conversation. That's what needs to switch up in the culture as well. We got to switch our conversations and what it is that we're focusing on when we have conversations with each other and amongst each other and around each other and in our inner circles. Because if your inner circle is only talking about the gossip, if your inner circle is only talking about who did what, doing what, talking to who, about what, like, if that's all y'all talking about, but y'all not talking about how you're going to grow your business, how you're going to start your business, if you want to start your business, how can I be a part of your business, how can I support you, you know what I'm saying? If y'all not having, if we're not having those conversations, then we cannot talk. I do not follow the Shade Room. I do not follow Baller Alert. I don't follow any of those pages. You go on my followers. I don't even follow celebrities, if you want to be honest. I'm
not even on Instagram anymore, really. The only time I'm on Instagram really now is for Traffic Light Special and things for Shake House. Other than that, I may scroll for like 2 minutes and then I'm over to TikTok, because the way my algorithm on TikTok is set up is all things that I need for me. The good things. It's no negativity. No, none of that. Because as soon as I see that, it's out. I don't want that. I don't need that anymore. I'm at a point now where it's all about, is it going to grow me? Am I going to learn from it? Does it have any value to what I'm trying to achieve? If not, I'm good. I'm good. Like, I even said this last night, like, I gotta stop. Like, because somebody'll show me something and then I'll instantly go into my mode where I'm talking about you, and that's like, nope, I'm done with that. I'm done with that, because that's not getting us anywhere. It's not getting us anywhere.
And it's put yourself in positions. Put yourself in the position to be where it is that you want to be. You want a big house? Start going into locations where there's big ass houses.
That's why you love Atlanta.
And it's just like, you wanna be like, you wanna be an artist. I don't know what it is that you wanna do, but you gotta start putting yourself in position to align yourself in these rooms. And it can start with combing out your social media. I say that because we spend half of our time on our phones. So start where you are. Comb out your social media today. Start unfollowing some people. Start having some people unfollow you. Like, sometimes it could be the ones that's watching you. You know, you can do that. But it's just like, start where you are, and, you know, let's start switching up these conversations that we're having with each other, amongst each other. And if some people leave your life, maybe they weren't meant to be. If you say you're trying to do this and somebody, you know, if you get like a feeling where it's just like, they gotta go. That's just it. In this journey of pursuing your dreams, in this journey of following, you know, your life desires, like whatever it is that you want to do, whether you're creative, whether you're, you know, a scientist, I don't know what y'all are doing, but I'm here to tell you that you will lose some people that you may think are the closest people in your life. And that's not a bad thing. It's going to hurt, but sometimes that person being removed can be exactly what's holding you back from getting where it is that you need to go. So release your emotions and attachments to things that no longer resonate with who you are and where you see yourself going. That's the period, the point, and the blank.
If you visualize it, see it through. And if you visualize it, understand that everybody can't see what you see. So you have to be willing to make the choices that you need in order for you to make your vision become the physical. In your reality to hold on to.
And sometimes that person that you need to release is yourself. Sometimes that person that you need to release is yourself, because it's just like, And I'm preaching to myself. I'm probably preaching to Shake. And it's just like, honestly, sometimes we're in our own way of getting to that next step. It may not be exactly to the finish line, but just to get to that next step, just step back and say, you know what? I know I don't want to do this. I know I feel real uncomfortable right now. I know this is like, oh, she definitely don't want to do that. She's trying to go Shake
for real.
It's not even Shake, because I'm telling y'all, I'm talking to myself.
Me too.
These are just things that, like, in the process of doing this and being your own boss, you have to release that comfortability of, I don't want to do that.
You gotta understand that we have been programmed to work for somebody else. And even with being a creative, it was frowned upon for you to be a creative. You got people out here who want to say that there's too many basketball players, there's too many rappers, there are too many singers, there's too many people that want to be in the music business. But let's be honest here. I seen this on TikTok too. There was somebody who said that our ancestors have done enough work, hard work, that we got built in PTO. So it's our time now to truly tap into our creativity, because our creativity was stripped away from us from a long time ago. We are trying to get it back. Everything that was ours will once be ours again. So we are all in this phase where we got to look ourselves in the mirror and say, do you really want it? And I really want it. So I'm in an uncomfortable place right now, and that's just being 100% honest. But this right here, doing Perception Vibes, Traffic Light Special, being in our season 4 finale on our 20th episode, I'm still uncomfortable. But I'm pushing forward because this is what I want to do. I've watched my ancestors, grandparents, parents work. I don't want to do that type of work, and I'm not going to do that type of work anymore. I put my work in already. It's time for me to be a creative. So that's what we're going to manifest, and I want to manifest that for all of us. Let's take over this fashion, music, arts, all of it. All of it.
I'm you know, before we sign out, you know, I want to leave everybody with this affirmation. To say that I validate myself and my capabilities to design the life that I desire. So, with that being said, we just had a little moment on Perception Vibes, but it was a heartfelt moment, and it was something that, you know, I really felt like I really wanted to say as we spoke upon, you know, the state of the culture right now and as a whole. In whatever field, you know, of our society.
It's our turn now.
It is. And it's time for us to release, you know, it's just time. It's just time.
It's time. And what it is that it's time for us to show them how you are supposed to do it the right way. And the only way we can do it the right way is by us, by all of us coming together as one. Because when we all come together, it's a mighty blow. So let's stop this bullshit. Somebody come on and get me so I can A&R y'all shit and we can produce this shit and put out some quality music. Let's go.
Let's get into it.
I got visions for the music.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care who it is, for us. Let's go.
Yeah.
And we can do it. Breeze got it for the marketing, the graphic designs, all of the above, because her baby, she working. He working. We got some things. We have a place in this world. We have a place in podcasting. We have a place in the creatives. We got a place in arts. We coming to get our shit.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's go. Thank y'all for tuning in to the season finale of Perception Vibes Season 4. If you love this episode, if you like this episode, even if you got a little, you know, shakety shake from what we were saying in this episode, go ahead and leave us a comment. Make sure you like, subscribe to the channel, and make sure you tune in each and every Friday to our Instagram page for the Traffic Light Special.
You can follow me at ShakeHouseMG, all one word, on all platforms.
And you can follow me at underscore cool breeze, no E on my name, because I am cool like that.
We'll be back shortly for season 5.
Yes, and whatever y'all want to hear for season 5, let us know.
Like I need some interaction. Y'all got to tell me something. What's going on? We've been getting good feedback. We have been getting good feedback, and we like that. But we want to know what y'all want us to talk about. We open to suggestions. Whatever y'all think we should be talking about, or you want to know what our perception is, just let us know.
Yes, let us know. Thank you for tuning in to Perception Vibes Podcast, where it's only good vibes and R&B. We out.
Bye. Give me that shit. Crazy.